Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Does that music get you dancing? I hope so. It's the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, everything sports medicine, fitness, and wellness is our theme. Wow, bravo, Tiger Woods. You know, I'm going to be speaking in a minute with one of the world's foremost sports medicine therapists, Bob Guida. But one of the biggest examples we'll ever see of the combination of the surgery, multiple surgeries, the physical therapy, the rehab, the mental toughness, and there he was, just a remarkable story. All individuals who got that to happen. I was always picturing the surgeon with his fingers crossed every time Tiger swings, please stay out of trouble. Great doubleheader today. My sports medicine mentor, Bob Guida, former Mr. America, Mr. Universe. He's a famous sports kinesiotherapist, trainer of champions. He comes back on the show. Matter of fact, Bob will be introducing me in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, where I'm going to be inducted like next week. I'm excited. Then his associate, the chiropractic physician, Dr. Vic Wojcik, the spinal decompression acupuncture specialist. And then, of course, it's the Sports Doctors Inn, where we answer some emails, talk about upcoming shows. But first, let me welcome Bob Guida to the Sports Doctor. Again, Bob, one of the he's the National Fitness Hall of Fame member. Again, he's a man who's worked with so many great champions. Let me mention a few. John McEnroe, Jim McMahon, Tracy Austin, Gary Fencik, Billy Buckner, Olympic teams. Welcome back, Bob.
Well, it's so nice to be back, and let me be the first, second, or third, or 100 to congratulate you, because finally we got you in where you belong, and in the Hall of Fame, because you have helped so many athletes over the years, and you have been such a wonderful educator. I can remember when we were standing in front of groups of people that were all trying to learn something, and we were talking about the importance of training the foot, and how few people have ever realized that. Even to this day, I haven't heard anybody come out, and here we are. You want to prevent knee injuries, you want to prevent back injuries, well, you want to prevent work the foot, and here we got. We got rubber bands, we got darts, we got all kinds of equipment. We got anybody who wants to know how to use them, we got ways to do it. Nowadays I'm teaming up with Lance Dreher because he's interested in the same message.
So yes.
He's talking about Lance, my training methods, and he's going to be on with the computers and all that fancy stuff that everybody's got nowadays.
Hey, Lance,
it's taken me 20 years, 20 years to figure it out. I'm still trying to figure it out, but you know what? I'm excited. I'm on TV. So,
but, hey, Lance, but
congratulations,
Dreher, of course,
to you, Doctor. Yeah, but Lance,
thanks.
He's another wonderful guy. He's won every bodybuilding competition there is. You know, he was 16 years old, and I met him then, and I told him immediately to go into Teenage Mr. America, because his arms were the biggest arms I've ever seen on a kid. I mean, he'll be inducted with you
yes.
on the same podium. But
you're introducing both of us.
The greatest arms in the world. I mean, whether you believe him, he's got legs right by his shoulders. They're unbelievable. But the, every time you mention names, I keep thinking about all the people over the years. You know, you remember Bill Buckner? What he was one of my best successes. When the Cubs called me up and they asked me just to work with him, so he wouldn't get injured anymore because he kept getting injured. He 3 weeks and he'd get injured. 3 weeks and he'd get injured. He couldn't stop getting injured. So I worked with him. He not only made it through the season without an injury, but he won the National League Batting Championship. You remember those days? What fun.
I do. I remember he had orthotics in his shoes, Robert. Again, to those, again, who are going to listen, Bob and I go back, four decades. And Bob's tremendous regard.
Was that 1976 at the Sports Fitness Institute on Roosevelt
Famous
Road.
Sports
How's
fitness.
That for memory? Yeah.
I'm glad I wrote it down for you. Yes. The fact, again, to those who aren't familiar, athletes from around the world, and late 70s, early 80s, sports training wasn't what it is today. Just last week in Sports Illustrated was a feature article on the strength and conditioning coaches at the colleges, at the even in high school, making $1 million, $500,000 a year. When Bob
Isn't
and I were
something?
Involved, yes, when you and I were involved with this, that people didn't know how to spell sports conditioning. But you always regarded the role of the foot in whatever the sport happened to be. And that's what got us married all these years ago. You know, you talked about talking to groups, and it's a funny story. It's a quickie. You know, Bob said, hey, you know, would you do a presentation at Sports Fitness Institute, talk about the foot, yada, 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 Eric Soderholm, some of these other great, Gary Fensick. I said, sure. I didn't realize that Bob blocked out 2.5 hours for me for my first expose in front of the and who knew, right?
You filled the bill beautifully, but it's been your enthusiasm as a teacher and the incredible knowledge. I mean, this stuff, you know, I put it into what did I had I put out. I think I got 6 books. You know, in tennis, I had it with Dennis Vandermeer. I got. Stuff I did with Sue Sterrett. I did besides the total body training. Lance is going to be putting all those onto that computer program.
Yeah. You better not leave out my chapter, Guida, with you and Lance. Don't leave out my chapter.
I've got that. You know, how do you build one of those lower extremity machines where you can get the rubber bands from Sprite products and then. Build your own kit. You know, I remember Jack Schatz made the piece of furniture, but you know, at that time it was, for $350, people couldn't afford it.
But you get the rubber band.
It did everything you want to do to your lower legs. it's the kind of thing that's would be necessary for preventing injury, and also the hips. It's also great for developing the hips. So I got several patents and stuff. We did patents on all this stuff way back when. But
that's why I call you the professor. I call you the professor again because of what. But in my book, Bob, that of course you wrote a wonderful, wonderful a compliment about our book #Hey Sports Parents. But in my chapter called "The 2 Essential Exercises to Be Included for Your Son or Daughter," I don't care what their age is. I don't care what their level is. I don't care what their sport is. The 2 essential exercise principles. 1, strengthen your feet and ankles. Learn how to use rubber bands. They are endless variety and very, very dynamic, yet safe. And 2, work balance, work stability. And I remember Bob Guida in the late 70s was going to tire companies to try to find people who would be able to produce.
Yeah.
Right. Inner tubes
to cut. But you know what? Now I'm gonna put people onto a clue. I kept telling people about the tram, the value of the tram when you use it like a clock, where you got a 3 o'clock, a 9 o'clock, a 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You've got all, you can go all around the dial on the tram, and it gives you different types of balance to do.
Yes,
but
and it doesn't matter.
You can go into Walmart, just got them for $30, and they're higher. But you just stand on it, that damn thing. It's $30. You can't beat the price.
I coined it for you in the book, although I'll always give you credit. I call it instability training.
Right.
Whether we're looking to prevent falls of super seniors, or we're looking to be what Bob would call cat training, quick as a cat. You want to work balance and stability. Everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. When I can get a word in, edgewise with Guida here, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back 5-10 years. Maybe Bob's been on a half a dozen times with guests and topics that are endless in the world of whether it's nutrition, health, wellness, sports performance. The youth athlete. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles, you'll read an endless array of articles from whether your son or daughter should specialize, paying attention to the concerns with concussions. One of my most famous articles is Women and High Heels Preventing the Challenge. Again, we're using rubber bands. We got over 30,000 followers on Twitter, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, talking to one of the real professors of sports medicine, a guy who athletes like Gary Fensick of the Bears had it in his contract. Nobody else could touch him. But we never were with one team. So we could see guys from the Cubs. We could see guys from the Bears. We could see guys from the White Sox. And we weren't married. It was a hassle at some time. But there wasn't a week that didn't go by, whether it was Sports Fitness Institute in the late 70s, early 80s, or what grew into Sports Performance and a Rehab Institute, Spry. There wasn't a week that didn't go by where there was the television station, somebody was training, something was going on. And it was all because of these athletes coming to try to do one of two things, rehab a problem or faster, quicker, stronger, and they would come see Bob Guida. Is your book, Total Body Training, Bob, still available?
Yeah, it's going to be, Lance has got it on the computer already, so it's going to be available through that, that means, so people can print it out or they can, but he's repictorialized it. Did I say that right?
Yes. Well, Lance has got a great radio show. I was a guest on his show. He was a guest on my show. If you go back, we traded radio shows. So he's going to be able to get it done right.
Yeah. DrFitnessArizona.com.
Yeah. Yes. He's been doing it since the 90s. There were things about total body fitness right off the bat that were revolutionary. Again, when Bob talked about don't overstretch. Now, the sports medicine community, man, went after him in that regard. Don't stretch. And all of these kinds of scenarios. The other big part of total body training was called the terrible dozen, the dangerous dozen. And it was all about the kinds of exercises many of us grew up with that ended up being, like almost dangerous, like, you know, trying to touch your toes or doing the yoga stretch. And Bob is still revolutionizing safe exercise. And the idea, is there a website, Bob, any information people could find out about the books, or I could always forward them to you?
Well, yeah, you can do that, but you got Lance's number, his phone number, that you can give out. I can say it now, and then people can listen to this tape. That's 623-225-8157. And then
I'm going to give you Lance's website. Here's Lance's website to find out all things Guida. Lance at thedietcoach.net. Lance at thedietcoach.net. Now, Lance Dreher is a PhD in nutrition. And this is where, and he's in all aspects. And I couldn't believe it. He knows Guida longer than me. Like you said, he was a 14, 15-year-old kid. You know, bodybuilders used to. I think, aren't you the only guy who ever defeated Arnold Schwarzenegger in some sort of contest, or am I wrong?
No, that's true.
It is?
But,
really. That's, you know, back in the day, Bob, again, whether he was
advising bodybuilders. I stopped bodybuilding because the drugs came in, and that's when they had the professional bodybuilding, where you could make money on it. I was in bodybuilding when it was AAU, which is Amateur Athletic Association.
Yes, and you were one of the big voices, Bob. You were one of the big
We did vitamins. We didn't do drugs,
No.
Yeah, so I never recommended anybody do drugs. And a lot of those guys died, too, you know, and they were dying at 40, 50 years of age. So I've always been against that. And so whatever I proposed, I'm 79 years old now, so I made it so far, and I'm, you know, I can still do things that younger guys are going to be amazed at. But in any event, the history, is there. And what do you want to know?
Yes.
I mean, the record speaks for itself.
Bob. You know, you're an educator. That's why, you know, we did, you know, way back before
and
we run out of time.
And that's a compliment, doctor. That's the greatest compliment.
WKBC, Bob. Do you remember WKBC in Elmhurst, Illinois? And what was his name? Chase?
Yeah, Dick Chase.
Dick Chase, the famous Hall
of Fame. Well, how many of those radio shows did we do? I remember that was one of the fun things that you could get up to do the Sunday game. I would do the second the team that the Bears were playing. I thought I was fantasizing that I was a sports announcer, and I would do interviews. And I did some interviews that I came into Dick Chase and they couldn't believe, because I did guys that nobody ever they would refuse to do anybody, but I would tell them that I do a program for high school kids, and they would talk to me willingly. And so that was some of the most fun I had in my life. But you would do the other half of the show, and we would do it together. But over the years, so I have a great pride in that, and I get I laugh inside still thinking about it.
Yes,
over the
Dick
years.
Chase, the late Dick Chase, and we're almost out of time. I'm going to give Lance's. Yeah, he was able to interview six people at once. He was like Johnny Carson, this guy. Get everybody involved. He was all about high school and sports education. Lance Dreher, I'm going to give you his website again to find out about Bob's book, where it is in progress, all other things about my fellow inductee. Lance at thedietcoach.net. Bob Guida, hey, man, thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Bob. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors Inn, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's exciting to have that getting together with my good friend and mentor, the famous Bob Guida, our initial guest, the chiropractic physician that he spends time with, gosh, I think over 10 years, Dr. Vic Wojas is going to be joining us. He's the owner of Barrington Chiropractic Center in Illinois, been practicing for decades. He's really a specialist. And Guida says he's one of only a few chiropractic physicians who's really doing what he does in the world of spinal decompression. He also is a practitioner of acupuncture. And those who listen to the Sports Doctor know that my associate, Dr. Jing Li, has been with me 19 years. Chinese doctor, acupuncture. So I'll call you Dr. Vic. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad to have you. Again, you know, the world, and I've had so many chiropractic physicians on, Dr. Vic, over the years, their specialties in sports medicine. They're dealing with nutrition. They're dealing with the importance of exercise. I always felt your profession was one of the leaders in those areas. You know, general MD medicine didn't know how to spell wellness 25 years ago. You know, you guys really, really did. Give us a little bit of quickie background of, I call it who what, about who you are and what you do.
Well, basically, I've been in practice out here in the Barrington area for 45 years. And my practice kind of revolves around acupuncture, traditional chiropractic, but I really specialized in this decompression.
Now, the idea, and I think everybody could picture in their mind, the idea of compression on the discs has been a forever hassle for half of humanity. Of course, in podiatry, we would sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones connected to the knee and the back. My chiropractic friends would say, wait a second, it's the backbone's connected to. And, of course, Guida was one of the people over these decades who got us all together about the importance of relieving sometimes these kinds of pressures and stresses. So how would you describe in English the area of spinal decompression? What are you doing?
Well, basically, the equipment that I have here at the office is basically for cervical or lumbar. Very seldom do I see anything in the dorsal spine because you have your rib cage that supports it. So there really is not a lot that can go wrong there. But when you have a cervical spine and a lumbar spine that's mobile and all that, you need to decompress the discs if they become let's say herniated or
or compressed. So we've seen things like stretch tables. We've seen things like the inversion type tables. Again, in order to somehow, at the very least, reverse gravity and then add many times the whether it's adjustment, mobilization, soft tissue, in order to be able to gain somebody who might be much more comfortable. And then as they're walking out of the office, you want to make sure they're paying attention to orthotics and foot mechanics.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, I was in your part of the world for decades at some of the different clinics with Health Plus Network that on the North Shore. Again, we're talking about the North Shore of Chicago, in that neck of the world, and in Barrington. It's been a while. It's a hotbed for high school sports. It's an active area. And again, sometimes we see that overuse. I've had various cervical chiropractors on, Dr. Vic, over the years. Again, talking about the importance. Of course, we're all familiar with low back. You know, again, it seems half the population with, different kinds of low back problems. And so is someone like are they being stretched on a table? Do you combine that with adjustment for spinal decompression?
Well, there's always supportive therapy. I usually use ice therapy. I use interferential current, TENS. Naturally, chiropractic manipulation is part of it. But depending on how severe the patient is, you kind of have to go easy on the chiropractic manipulation, because the table is very it's non-invasive. It's there's no medication involved, and it does work. But you need compliance by the patient.
Right. That's why I always ask my fellow doctors, how your psychology skills are when it comes to dealing with whether it's the parents of a very serious athlete, whether we're talking top class, people we used to see over the years with Guida way back, can you get me better yesterday? The whole world of like Bob was talking about initially, where he was talking about the influence of drugs and the pressure of coming back to play early, or the pressure, we have a nightmare of pain pills. Everybody knows that, the opioid epidemic, and natural methods. Chiropractic has always been natural methods in order to be able to help people. Makes so much sense. What's the website that people could find out about Barrington Chiropractic? Is there a website or just a phone number?
Well, we have a phone number, but I'm on the website with SpineMed. The table that I have is the brand name is SpineMed. They have me on their website. There's only about three or four tables in the Illinois area of the kind that I have.
Is it SpineMed.com, Dr. Vic? Is it SpineMed.com?
I would think, let me see here.
Right. While you're looking, everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Happy holiday coming up for so many of us. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back over to radio shows and listen to an endless array of great guests, endless topics, and listen to whatever you would like. You could go to magazine articles, newspaper articles, go back years of some of the different things we've written on every topic under the sun in sports medicine, sports podiatry. My latest was the guest editorial for the highly regarded Lower Extremity Review, LER magazine. Dr. Vic, you might be familiar with them. Dr. Vic Wojcicki, am I pronouncing it Wojcicki?
Yeah, Wojcicki.
Wojcicki.
It's like
Vojtas. Okay. Did you find the website?
Yeah, I did. It's www.spinemedtherapy.com.
Okay. SpineMedTherapy.com, and they could find out again about some of the uniqueness on their site about you, what you do, and their equipment. Talk to us Every great athlete I've ever been around, and their grandmothers, acupuncture was a big part of their maintenance, their prevention, like deep soft tissue therapy. Tell us about acupuncture in English and what you use it for.
Well, you know, basically the acupuncture that I do in the office is usually involved with dispensing of pain. So people come in and they have pain. And what I found with acupuncture over the years that I've used it, acupuncture either works very well or it doesn't do anything at all. I mean, if it doesn't do anything, it doesn't make anything worse.
Right. So how many visits that somebody might say, I always recommend when I'm talking about my associate, Dr. Lee, I say you got to get a half a dozen to a dozen treatments. I say the same thing about chiropractic care. I say you gotta try a half a dozen to a dozen treatments. You can't say once is enough. Does that make sense?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's like going to the orthodontist. If you go to the orthodontist and you're getting your teeth straightened, you don't get them straightened on the first visit. That's not going to happen.
Now, the theory of acupuncture, of course, is, you know, energy, meridians. It's not biochemical, again, like giving drugs or having anything to do with that. Yet it seems that the more, you know, when I wrote an article about my acupuncturist associate, the title of the article I wrote was Acupuncture, 4,000 Years Old and Still a Secret. Of course, that was 8, 10 years ago, you know, right? It sure ain't a secret today, you know, and it's used for good health also, isn't it, as one of its main areas? You don't need to be hurting.
That's right. It's a wellness therapy. I mean, acupuncture goes much further than just pain control. You can actually treat the organs of the body in that, and it's not something that you would see immediately the results from. The pain part of it, you would see results. But the other part, when you're dealing with the organs, it takes time. It needs to be nurtured. And like you said, you can't come in once or twice and say, well, it didn't work, you know, because that's not the way it's set up. I mean, you're actually rebalancing the whole body.
Have you found that there are younger and younger individuals, young adults, or maybe even high school, that the spinal decompression, that already it's starting to make sense? If this boy or girl, for example, is an active athlete?
Well, yeah. In fact, I treated the young lady from Barrington area here. Her last name is McLaughlin, and she's a cheerleader for the Panthers. She was involved in extreme cheerleading when she was in high school. And
yeah, hold
as
that
a freshman,
thought, Dr. Vic. Hold that thought, because we are going to take a little bit of a break. Everybody, we're live from Chicago. You're listening to The Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505. Or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with chiropractic physician Dr. Vic Wojtas, and we were in the middle. He was talking about a young athlete cheerleader, because we were talking about adolescent challenges and stresses in his world. Pick up where you left off, Dr. Vic, about this young girl. How old was she?
She was probably about 16 or 17 when she came into the office. And she was experiencing a lot of back pain. And her grandfather referred her in, because I know him quite well. And she came in, and she had been going to the orthopedic also. And I wanted to get an MRI. The orthopedic finally broke down and went with what I asked. And they found out that she had microfractures in her vertebrae from doing the sports she was involved in.
Yes, the pounding, Bob.
Absolutely.
Bob used to, we used to concentrate decades ago on coming down, landing soft, being
aligned.
He made such a big deal. Of course, the mechanics also, but the redundancy. One of the reasons I co-authored the book, Dr. Vic, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is the epidemic of overuse youth injuries, ironically, both mentally and physically. The kinds of pressures. Years ago, we had various guests on that were trying to get the world to understand, for example, how serious a sport cheerleading is. So
absolutely,
the idea of these, right, we might see the same injury in a 14-year-old girl who's doing 50 double jumps and figure skating a week. And the when we've got this kind of micro trauma, then we find that probably whether it would be any of your remedies in that regard, including, the what I call intelligent rest, where we have to back off the activity. Another chapter in my book is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where, again, there's this tremendous pressure to play, even in high school, even younger, in club sports. And many times we would see, a month ago I had on Dr. Damas Bryan, who's a sports chiropractor in my area, where, again, he deals with the track teams and the runners, and he talks about really keeping these kids, out of trouble. How long did this girl have to take off?
Well, I told her to choose another sport because she was a very precocious 16-year-old girl. And they had her on the varsity, and she was catching girls that were weighed more than she did.
Really?
And she was actually destroying her body while she was playing the sport.
Yes, this is a serious challenge. Again, another chapter in my book. It's called The Prodigy Sports. And the Prodigy Sports is the specialization very early. Think of gymnastics, figure skating. My poster boy in figure skating, guy to work with him. The 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist grew up in the Illinois area, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old, Dr. Vic, when I put orthotics in his skates. He was already doing all the bands and all the balance work in order to turn. So, and these kids, think ballet, and soccer and tennis, where you have young adolescents, 11, 12 years old, this is the only sport they want to play. And it becomes, that's one of the reasons I used to send him the guide 100 years ago. So he would try to teach them to get strong enough to handle these repetitive motion types of problems. And one of the things, as long as I know Bob, he's been around chiropractic medicine.
Well, he has. You're right. He's been around for a long time, and he's highly regarded. He's treated a lot of professional athletes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys from the Bears, and I mean, he's been around the block, and he knows what he's talking about.
I still would send him a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old, and again, trying to work on all of these concepts. Again, way back, Bob used to talk to these athletes on, like, Buckner was a great example. Learn how to fall. Learn how to control your body if you're hitting a wall or falling. Olympic volleyball team, another one of Bob's inventions, we called it the jump box, which was an adjustable box to jump on and land on. And all he made a big deal out of was landing. And again, I can't continue to thank you for all these athletes, my opportunity to add orthotics to the mix, whether it was Walter Payton, whether it again was McEnroe, whether it was Fencik, was because they really came to train with Bob. And he had a famous point, which was you got to get in their head. If otherwise they go to another trainer and another physical therapist and that kind of a situation. But now Bob shares his wisdom. He always has with this tremendous variety. And it's great that you're an associate of his because that's having a lot of weapons. Soft tissue therapy, acupuncture, spinal compression. People must dance when they walk out of your office.
I've seen that happen from time to time. He's really good at what he does, and actually what you do with the orthotics is very important also, even for normal chiropractic when you have a back problem or this or that. The orthotics are very important. The angles that the feet are, there's a lot you can add by taking the whole ball of wax and putting it together.
Yes, there's no doubt about it that, ironically, I used to make fun of them, Dr. Vic, over the years, Dr. Scholes, with their corn pads and their plaster. Yet today, their TV commercials got it, where they talk about orthotics and your knees and your back and your feet and the relationship. And I got to give them credit. One of these days, I'll get it back on the radio. The idea, when done properly, orthotics always help. The key is when done properly. And again, today you could buy inserts and anywhere you look. And this is definitely one of the challenges. But optimum alignment is the key. And you and I both know, right, if we took 10 people off the street, Dr. Vic, probably 7 or 8 of them would have one leg slightly different than the other, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No wonder, the world has. But again, I the medical community has accepted both your profession, chiropractic, and mine, podiatry, somewhat reluctantly over the years.
Well, it's still kind of a battle.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's definitely an educational challenge. There's no doubt about it. The idea, our society is one of my pet peeves before we run out of time. United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, where we advertise prescription drugs on television constantly, consistently. We're a drug culture. That's why 80% of the pain pill nightmares here. United States, this is what we consider normal, and drugs. Chiropractic profession has always been drug-free, hands-on, and that's why on the sports doctor, we like to really include. And I think, again, that generally there's not a team in professional sports today that doesn't have the chiropractic physician. I want to thank Dr. Vic Wojcik. Give me the website again, Dr. Vic, quickly, that they could find out about the decompression.
It's www.spinemedtherapy.com.
Great. Barrington Chiropractic Center. Quickly, give me the Barrington phone number. Let me see how fast you are.
847-381-1630.
You made it. Hold on, Vic. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors In. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment. Let's see, some great shows coming up. We're going to talk about the world of CBD oil next week. Paul Dagnino is a entrepreneur and a individual very involved in the various health uses and aspects of the whole cannabinoid CBD world. And then following him, Neil Butterfield, who is the CEO, founder of Mineral Life, this great supplement mineral company. And they themselves are very involved in the purity and consistency of any and all CBD products. So it's, you know, again, CBD, the non-getting high, positive advantages of the whole cannabinoid medical marijuana world, which is exciting for so many different things. The following week, we are excited to welcome back Sally Sampson. She's the founder of the fabulous Chop Chop magazine. I don't know how many pediatrician's office nationally the magazine is in for children's proper nutrition, children's wellness, families, children cooking together. Terrific stuff. And then speaking of kids high performance, Kathy Feinstein, she's got a blog, she's got a podcast about the high performance kid. Great stuff coming up the next couple of weeks. Where's the emails? I see them. Paul says, please review your thoughts regarding one sport or many for young athletes. You know, Paul, it's a great question. I have a great article from like 2011 at sportsdoctorradio.com, newspaper articles from the Trib Local. And in general, we love young boys and girls growing up to play multiple sports, not year-round without any rest, but multiple sports, use different parts of the body, call on different skills, and we'd love that to be the case. However, like I mentioned in the past segment with Dr. Vic, the Prodigy Sports, which is a chapter in my book, Hashtag A Sports Parent. Think of gymnasts, think of figure skaters, think of soccer or tennis, where you have 11, 12, 13-year-olds. It's all they do. That's all they want to do. You are not going to get them to play other things. So the answer to that is then to get them together with a Bob Guider, right? A physical therapist, a personal trainer who can work with your son or daughter on doing the best they can to strengthen their body overall with their sport in mind. So in general, your choice, play different sports as long as you can. A lot of times if we're choosing an age to specialize, could be 14, 15, but at 7, 8, 9, 10, they play different sports. That's the GOLD program. Phyllis says, I'm 45 years old. I'm a golfer. I have heel spurs. They bother me. Do they ever go away? The heel spur itself, which is a bony prominence, so it's on the bottom of the heel where the tendinous plantar fascia attaches, is the body's response to traction, pulling, tearing, micro-tearing of that attachment. The process of developing that is what hurts. We might see someone in the office with a heel spur you can hang your coat on. Doesn't hurt them. But very, very commonly they hurt because they're progressive. And the key important point is you almost always conservatively solve this problem with proper orthotics, proper shoes, and physical therapy. If anybody says you need surgery, go see another doctor. Very, very high. If you ask me what's the percentage of prescription orthotics alone making a difference in heel spur pain, I tell you 80% at least. Randy says, my son's 11 years old. He plays traveling soccer. He's had this Sievers syndrome. It's the going on third season. Sievers syndrome, Randy, is the inflammation of the large growth center on the back and bottom of the heel. Soccer's famous for it in growing kids because you have that cluster of cleats right on the bottom of the growth center. Get out of the cleats. Get into a multi-nub shoe. Your son already the third season, see podiatry. We will solve the problem and prevent it almost without exception with proper orthotics. Properly position the foot, not allow us to have shearing force, et cetera. Now, any boy or girl whose heel is growing, girls might stop growing at like 13 to 14, boys maybe 15 to 16. Before then, you could jump down a flight of stairs and aggravate it. So anything that involves running and jumping, you're going to have that consistency possible. Key with you, it's the second or third season already. Get on it. Intelligent rest. Make sure you get out of those cleats and see podiatry. Sarah says, I'm 55 years old. I have fungus toenails. Is that dangerous? Sarah, it is not. Cosmetic problem. Rarely do they hurt. I see people sometimes three times a year, four times a year. All I do is smooth. They're thickened. If the nail is thickened down, some people want to treat it aggressively. And there are all sorts of topicals. You can't go a day on TV without seeing five of them. Topicals are very limited. This is not an easy problem. You must be a patient patient. It could take a year, no matter what you're doing, to get rid of it. Go to podiatry. They're the experts. Dermatology also can really, really be helpful. Wow, can we get this in? Janine says, my daughter's 12 years old. She's a serious figure skater. She's been diagnosed with Haglund's. Haglund's is a bump on the back of the heel. Sometimes it's a true bump that we're kind of born with that sometimes gets in the way. Skating is famous for getting in the way because you lock that foot in the boot. It limits motion. Usually we want the boot fitter to punch out the back of the boot where that bump is. If it's a problem, you sometimes will use accommodative padding. Might use some of these bungee pads and eighth-inch felt to pad around it. The great, great news, Janine, again, like I mentioned with the soccer player, orthotics solved the problem. Not only do they solve the problem when done properly, but figure skating takes a step up. Your daughter will be a better skater, better edging, maybe a step or two quicker. The job of orthotics is all about alignment. When we've got Haglund's, rarely, if ever, do we need to remove that bump surgically. Rarely. Usually you want to punch that boot out. You want to make sure that we've got orthotic control. It's the rock and roll of the heel against the counter of the boot that aggravates it. Good news is you really, really can have some good success. Bingo bango. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, thanks so much, Bob Guida. Talk to you next week. I'll be sharing some nervousness. The induction to the National Fitness Hall of Fame is the 28th. Thanks, everybody. The Sports Doctor.